This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents The Black Khan by Usma Zeynet Khan, read by Jenny Bryce. Chapter 1. In the deserted courtyard of the Clay Manar, the bodies of Basmachi fighters were gathered in a pile beneath a stunted tree in the shelter of a square stone base. White ribbons streamed down from the tree's slender limbs, tied to its branches and twigs. The ribbons were bare of script. The people of Black Aura could not write. The ribbons were meant as a reminder of their sacred traditions. They were desperate, desolate prayers. The bodies piled beneath the tree formed the Authoritan's answer to those prayers. No wind stirred the ribbons or the dying branches. Sunlight blunted the edges of Arian's vision, and she found her way around the tree more by instinct than anything else. She knew she was about to be taken inside the house of worship, just as she knew the Authoritan expected a demonstration of her power, a compulsion she had resisted with all the force and determination she was capable of as a companion of Hera. There were only three people in the courtyard: Arian, the Authoritan, and his consort, Lania.